الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Today is the 15th of Jumad al-Awwal 1433, which corresponds to the 6th of April 2012. And we continue the tafsir of Surah An-Nisa by our noble Shaykh Rahimahullah, Shaykh Abdurrahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di. And we did not begin the discussion on Ayah 133, so this is what we will be doing now. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم إن يشأ يذهبكم أيها الناس ويأتي بآخرين وكان الله على ذلك قديرا من كان يريد ثواب الدنيا فعند الله ثواب الدنيا والآخرة وكان الله سميعا بصيرا. The translation of the meaning reads, but if they, if he wills, he can do away with you, O people, and bring others in your place, and ever is Allah competent to do that. Whoever desires the reward of this world, then with Allah is the reward of this world and the hereafter, and ever is Allah hearing and seeing. The Shaykh says, rahimahullah, أي هو الغني الحميد الذي له القدرة القدرة الكاملة والمشيئة النافذة فيكم. He is the self-sufficient, the most rich, in other words, the most, the one deserving of all praise, the one who possesses the ability, the complete, perfect ability, and the will which is which you are subdued by. يعني نافذة فيكم, يعني there's no escape. There's no escape for you away from it. You cannot escape it. You cannot divert away from it. You cannot just خلاص. It's coming. It's coming. إن يشأ يذهبكم أيها الناس ويأتي بآخرين غيركم هم أطوع لله منكم وخير منكم. He will bring others who are more obedient to Allah than you are and better than you. وفي هذا تهديد للناس على إقامتهم على كفرهم وإعراضهم عن ربهم. In this, there's a threat. This is a threat to the people in regards to them remaining, insisting, in other words, on kufr. Huh? Insisting on kufr وإعراضهم عن ربهم, and they're turning away from their Lord and Master. فإن الله لا يعبأ بهم شيئا. Allah does not care for them in any way. Ya'ba. Where else do we read this ayah or this word in the book of Allah? Ya'ba. Or it doesn't have to begin with the ya, but the word aba and what may be similar to it. Not abasa, ya Shaykh. عبأ لا 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 عب this is local street language. Okay, عبي بنزين. That's not what it means here. عبأ here, concern, regard. You don't have Surah Al-Furqan memorized? قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كفرتم فسوف يكون لزاما. The last ayah in Surah Al-Furqan. قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي. Now my Lord is not concerned, has no regard for you, because you have disbelieved, and so it will be the punishment is inevitable. طيب على كل حال. نعم فإن الله لا يعبأ بهم شيئا إن لم يطيعوا. Allah does not have any concern regarding them if they don't obey him. ولكنه يمهل ويملي ولا يهمل. Huh, nice. Look at the funkiness of the Arabic language. يمهل يهمل. يمهل and يهمل. The difference between them is the arrangement of the letters, particularly in the middle, the ميم and the ها. But what is the difference in meaning? It's amazing. Even the difference in meaning has to do with the, it has to do with the actual manner in which the word is written. What does yumhil? To give some respite, to give some time, to give some delay, to postpone. Yuhmil, neglect. So Allah will give some time, but He will not neglect. يعني He will not be unknowing of the criminals and the oppressors. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ عليكم السلام إلى آخر الآيات. ها؟ استدراج, like enticement. So here يمهل ويملي, he gives time. وَلَا يُهْمِلْ, he doesn't forget, he doesn't neglect. Very important. ثُمَّ أَخْبَرَ أَنَّ مَنْ كَانَتْ هِمَّتُهُ وَإِرَادَتُهُ دَنِيَّةً. الله يهديك يا عبد العزيز. ثم أخبر أن من كانت همته وإرادته دنية غير متجاوزة ثواب الدنيا وليس له إرادة في الآخرة فإنه قد قصر سعيه ونظره. Then Allah informed us that the one whose will and intent and concern is دنية. What is دنية? Huh? Not niya, Sheikh. Daniya, daniya. Daniya, daniya. Well, yes, but both. That's what the word dunya is derived from. Both words, from dani and dani. Dani and dunu and dani. Oh, basically, has to do with lowliness and nearness. Lowliness and nearness. So daniya meaning lowly, from dani here. غير متجاوز ثواب الدنيا, or it could be that it is near. He's looking for the quick reward, and it does not go beyond the reward of the dunya. وليس له إرادة في الآخرة. He has no intent for the life to come. No preparation for the life to come. فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ قَصَرَ سَعْيُ وَنَظَرُ. His striving and his vision have been cut short. وَمَا ذَلِكَ, with that, فَلَا يَحْصُلُ لَهُ مِنْ ثَوَابِ الدُّنْيَا سِوَ مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْهَا. يعني even though he's forsaking the life to come and the ajr of the life to come to attain the worldly gain, still the only thing he will get from the worldly gain is what Allah had already decreed for him. So it's like the whole effort is worthless, really. Subhanallah. فَإِنَّهُ تَعَالَى هُوَ الْمَالِكُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah is the owner of everything. الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ ثَوَابُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. The one with whom the reward of this life and the life to come, with whom it is, he has it. فَلْيُطْلَبَا مِنْهُ وَيُسْتَعَانَ بِهِ عَلَيْهِمَا. So let both of them be requested of him, and let us seek aid from him regarding both, the dunya and the akhirah. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُنَالُ عِنْدَهُ مَا عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِطَاعَتِهِ. You cannot attain what is with Allah except through obedience to him. Huh? Except through obedience. ولا تدرك الأمور الدنيوية, الأمور الدنيوية أو الأمور الدنيوية والدنيوية إلا بالاستعانة به والافتقار عليه على الدوام. Nor is one able to attain his worldly, his religious and his worldly objectives except by seeking assistance from him and displaying poverty to him all the time. وله الحكمة تعالى في توفيق من يوفقه وخذلان من يخذله. And he has the wisdom, he's doing it for wisdom, in granting success to the one who deserves success, or granting success to the one who gives success, and in disappointing the one whom he disappoints. في عطائه ومنعه, in regards to that which he gives and that which he prevents. ولهذا قال وكان الله سميعا بصيرا. That's why Allah said, and never is Allah سميعا. What is سميعا يا عبد الهادي؟
He hears.
بصيرا.
He's the one who hears all and the one who sees all.
ف Fantastic, Abdul Hadi. Huh? ثم قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا. O you who have believed, be persistently standing firm in justice. What a sentence. What an English sentence. Be persistently standing firm in justice. I like. Witnesses for Allah, even if it be against yourselves or parents or and relatives, whether one is rich or poor, Allah is more worthy of both. So follow not personal inclination, lest you not be just. And if you distort your testimony or refuse to give it, then indeed Allah is ever with what you do acquainted. Ayah 135, Ya Abdul Hadi. Ya'muru ta'ala, Ya Sheikh, Ya'muru ta'ala ibadahu al-mu'minina an yakunu qawwamina bil-qisti shuhada'a lillah. Allah commands His believing slaves that they should be persistently standing firm in justice. والقوام صيغة مبالغة. قوام reminds you of what other words of exaggeration or hyperbole? Who can give us words which have, whenever we speak about them, we say it comes like this to indicate happening often, something which happens often. We say it's a form of exaggeration in the language, it's hyperbole. Sawaq, like what? Qawwam, we're done with it. We're dealing with it now. How about Tawwab? Tawwab, Ghaffar, Qahhar, huh? Razzaq, Jazzar, the butcher. Because that's something that one does all the time. So in the Arabic language, a form of the noun can be changed to another to indicate the happening of that event on and on, continuously. Huh? Sahih? Allah musta'an. The Shaykh said, قوام صيغة مبالغة. So it's a form of hyperbole. أيكونوا في كل أحوالكم قائمين بالقسط الذي هو العدل في حقوق الله وحقوق عبادي. Be in all of your affairs persistently standing firm in justice in regards to the rights of Allah and the rights of the slaves of Allah. فالقسط هو حقوق الله أن لا يستعان فالقسط في حقوق الله أن لا يستعان بنعمه على معصيته. Ouch, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. قسط, justice in regards to the rights of Allah is that we do not utilize His bounties to disobey Him. And we are all guilty. Because it is impossible to disobey Allah through a bounty other than one from Him. Because there isn't a bounty that except that it is from Allah. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنْ اللَّهِ. No ni'mah you have except from Allah. So we're in trouble. بَلْ تُصْرَفُ فِي طَاعَةٍ. Rather it should be exerted and done in obedience to Him. وَالْقِسْتُ فِي حُقُوقِ الْآدَمِيِّينَ. And the justice in regards to the rights of Adamiyin. What is Adamiyin? From what word does that come? From Adam. Is that a singular or plural?
Plural. After him.
Is it possible to say Adamiyun? Or only it comes Adamiyin? Is there such thing as Adamiyun, ya Musab?
Yes.
Nice fatwa, Baba.
It's right.
There is. It's okay, that was a trick question, Baba. How is the juice? Good? Alhamdulillah. Guys, all of these words, may Allah rectify your condition. All of the plurals, they can be Muslimun, Muslimin, Mu'minun, Mu'minin. Sahih? Aywa. Filipiniyun, Filipiniyin. Huh? Sri Lankiyun, Sri Lankiyin. Lubnaniyun, Lubnaniyin. Saudiyun, Saudiyin. And so on and so forth. It depends on the grammatical position of the word. Here it is Adamiyin because it's mudaf ilayh. حقوق الآدميين. And of course because of حرف الجر, even if there wasn't آدميين, even if it wasn't مضاف. أن تؤدي جميع الحقوق التي عليك كما تطلب حقوقك. As for justice in regards to the rights of people, is that you fulfill all of their rights the same way you demand yours. Huh? You give them their rights the same way you demand yours. Give me your salary? Yes. Do the job. And if you're the boss, huh? Do the job. You did your job. Here's your salary. You see? Everybody got to do his job. If one of them is not doing qist, he is in trouble with Allah. And he's practicing dhulm wal iyadu billah. فتؤدي النفقات الواجبة والديون. You then pay off the obligatory spending and debts. وتعامل الناس بما تحب أن يعاملوك به من الأخلاق والمكافأة وغير ذلك. And you treat the people the way you love for them to treat you. In regards to the character, your manners, and in regards to rewarding someone, giving him a reward, a prize for having done something good, and what is similar to that. It's very interesting. Yani, the issue of wanting the people to treat you, you treat the people the way you want them to treat you. So if you don't want anyone to come and tell you, jeep, 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 then don't tell someone, jeep, 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 jeep. Because it's not nice. There are ways to ask people for things. There are special words that Allah created. Okay, because languages are created. Allah created special nice words like please, do you mind?
What is it?
Is it لو سمحت من فضلك ممكن لو سمحت من بعد أمرك أو من بعد أمرك, if you want to be more grammatically correct. We have hundreds of expressions you can use before you ask for something. Huh? أعطيني is command. It's not really, it's not one of these words of kindness. أعطيني is okay, but what, there must be something before or after. Not must, but يعني, that's what manners dictate. So, can you please, you know, give me a bag? Even for the bagala guy. أيوة. لو سمحت أعطيني. أيوة. Perfect. When he finishes, شكراً جزاك الله خيراً. It was sad when I first came to this country, and I would go to the bagala, and I would treat him like this. He used to think I'm making fun of him. He thought I'm being funny. I'm being a clown. He thought it's not normal for someone. He thought, you know, what is this guy, man? Get out of the store. I'm like, what did I do? He's not used to anyone dealing with him like this. No, jazakallahu khairan, shukran akhi, barakallahu fiqh. He's like, what does this guy want? He thought I'm trying to be a funny guy. I'm trying to be a clown. I didn't realize it until I saw other people. Jeep, jeep, jeep. Hot, hot, hot. Jeep, ala. All this, hadi, aboy, kasaman billah, fi nashm takkaf, ghayr la kharita tawajjak. Ala kul hal, man. People, man, is so annoying, so arrogant, it's disgusting, man. I don't understand what's in people's minds. Yani, these are Muslim brothers, man. Anyways, Allah musta'an. How did I get here? Now, ومن أعظم أنواع القسط القسط في المقالات والقائلين. Oh, oh, oh. And among the greatest forms of justice is justice in regards to statements and their sayers. فَلَا يُحْكَمُ لِأَحَدِ الْقَوْلَيْنِ أَوْ أَحَدِ الْمُتَنَازِعَيْنِ لِانْتِسَابِهِ أَوْ مَيْلِهِ لِأَحَدِهِمَا. You do not then judge in favor of one of the two statements or one of the two contenders because of a relation which you have with them or because you are inclined towards them. Are we on the same page?
Yes.
He's Filipino and the other guy is not. I go with the Filipino against the other guy. It doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter who's right. He's Filipino. Huh? He has a right. Is this correct, Ya Abdul Hadi? Huh? Even if the brother was your brother in blood and he's wrong and it's a matter of judgment, you say, brother, you're wrong. And this guy, I don't know where he's from, he's right. There's no, well, come on, I'm your brother, man, you know, come on, brother, how are you going to do this to me? Not in Islam. Maybe in other religions, but not in Islam. بَلْ يَجْعَلُ وِجْهَتَهُ الْعَدْلِ بَيْنَهُمَا. He makes his wijha, it's like the direction which he faces, justice between them. وَمِنَ الْقِسْطِ أَدَاءُ الشَّهَادَةِ الَّتِي عِنْدِكَ عَلَى أَيِّ وَجْهٍ كَانْ حَتَّى عَلَى الْأَحْبَابِ بَلْ عَلَى النَّفْسِ. And among justice, or part of justice, is that you fulfill the testimony, you testify with the testimony which you possess, in any way, shape or form, even if it's against your beloved ones and or yourself. Even if it's against yourself. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ. That's what Allah said, شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ. Huh? Wait. شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما. أي فلا تراعوا الغني لغناه ولا الفقير بزعمكم رحمة له. Look at this now. Don't يعني be easy going with the rich one because of his wealth. Maybe he'll hook me up with some prize. Give me some fulus. Huh? Don't do that. Nor be like that with the poor, thinking that you're being merciful to him. Well, he's poor, brother, you know. This other guy is rich, and that guy's poor. Let us just say that the poor guy is oppressed, because the other guy has so much money, anyways, big deal, he can pay. Nah. Even that guy is rich and that one is poor. If the rich guy is right, you have to give the testimony that he's right and the poor man is wrong. Don't let your compassion towards him make you divert from justice.
والقيام بالقسط من أعظم الأمور وأدل على دين القائم به وورعه ومقامه في الإسلام. الله أكبر.
And maintaining this form of justice is from among the greatest affairs and the ones most indicative of the person's religion that he is holding on to, and his cautiousness and his status in Islam. So the more you see someone observing this form of justice with the people, the more this indicates the strength of his religious commitment, the strength of his adherence, and the fact that he is in a high status in Islam. He's not an average guy.
نسأل الله أن يجعلنا منهم وأن يجعله نعم.
How did I get here? أيوة.
فيتعين على من نصح نفسه وأراد نجاته أن يهتم لها له غاية الاهتمام.
It's incumbent then on the one who wants to be sincere in advising himself and he really wants salvation for himself that he pays great attention to this affair.
وأن يجعله نصب عينيه أو نصب عينيه ومحل إرادته.
And make that between your eyes, يعني that which you're focusing on all the time, and the goal or the destination of your objective.
وأن يزيل عن نفسه كل مانع وعائق يعوقه عن إرادة القسط أو العمل به.
And that you should remove from yourself and remove from your path, in fact, and which is within yourself, any preventive. Or distraction which may prevent you or distract you from acting, from acquiring justice and acting according to it.
وَأَعْظَمُ عَائِقٍ لِذَلِكَ اتِّبَاعُ الْهَوَى.
And what is the greatest obstacle between people and justice?
hak kita. Ittiba'ul hawa. What does ittiba'ul hawa mean, ya kito? Come on. Come on. Abdul Aziz. Ittiba'ul hawa. Hawa. Hawa, what is hawa?
Air?
No, desire. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, if you're in the car and you want some hawa, you open the window. But here, hawa means desire. Ittiba' al-hawa is following desires. People that follow desires, they cannot be just. That's their main obstacle from justice, is following desires. That's why Allah brought our attention to this block. No. He said, don't let me be busy with him, Abdul Aziz. Do not follow or do not let your desires cause you to divert from justice. أي فلا تتبعوا شهوات أنفسكم المعارضة للحق. Don't follow the desires of your own selves which oppose the truth. فإنكم إن اتبعتموها عدلتم عن الصواب ولم توفقوا للعدل. If you were to follow your desires, you will turn away from the correctness and you will not be given success to be just. فإن الهوى إما أن يعمي بصيرة صاحبه حتى يرى الحق باطلا والباطل حقا. الله أكبر. Listen to this now and pay attention to yourself and myself. هوى, desires, reach a point where they will blind your internal insight. So that, listen to this, not that you're confused, not that you're lost. No. You will see the truth as falsehood and the falsehood as truth. That's the calamity. When you have been blinded so much because of injustice that you no longer differentiate between the two. Until you start believing that falsehood is true and the truth is falsehood. And once someone reaches that state, you can pretty much pray janazah on him. Unless Allah wills otherwise. Very, very, very dangerous path. Many people have fallen into it. Wallahi musta'an. In the name of protecting the deen and the methodology. وَإِمَّا أَنْ يَعْرِفَ الْحَقَّ وَيَتْرُكَهُ لِأَجْلِ هَوَى. يعني, I'll tell you. يعني, I delivered a lecture in Sri Lanka. I was on a stage. In the middle of the stage. And the nearest woman was a good 30 meters away. If I were to run sprint, it would take me 1 minute to get there. I'm on a stage and the women are over there. And we shoot the video. I don't look at women. I'm giving a lecture, I'd be looking in the background. I'm not looking at a woman next to me. Muslim woman. I'm not checking them out. Wearing hijab, of course. They are so far away. And I'm not looking at them. Some of those people who have been afflicted with this calamity, they said, I'm free mixing with women. Free mixing. You know what free mixing means? When I'm sitting here and the sister's next to me and the one next to me, when we have a family gathering, everybody sits with everybody, That's free mixing. Now, giving a lecture to women that are 30 meters away became, according to these people, free mixing. And they failed to remember, these foolish creatures, that at the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no second floor nor a partition for the women praying in the back of the masjid. And they weren't 30 meters between the Sahaba, male Sahaba, and female Sahabiyat. The ladies were praying right there behind the men. Without any partition. And when the Prophet ﷺ would give khutbat al-Eid, he would go to the women and address them directly. And Bilal would go and pick up from them their jewelry, as-sadaqah. This is the deen. Now we're not saying, yes, if you have the means to put partition and do all this, alhamdulillah, if it's possible, nobody's saying it's too much, fine, whatever, we'll close the door to fitna, we're for it. But you're in a foreign country. It is not part of the culture in the foreign country. It defeats the purpose. If I were to give him a lecture behind a partition through a screen, they might as well send him a DVD. You know what I'm saying? Yani, there's no logic. So the people claim that this is a form of free mixing. Either they forgot about the conditions at the time of the Messenger of Allah, or they deliberately turn a blind eye against them, because if they want to nail you, they will come up with anything which is legitimate according to their eyes to nail you. Because they see the truth as falsehood, and the falsehood is truth. The shaitan told them, no, this guy is not part of the cult. So now anything is halal for you to do. Anything is halal. One of these pseudo Salafis. I mentioned one of the lectures in my interview on Mecca TV that I used to smoke, marijuana in my jahiliyyah before Islam. They said I used to be a crackhead. I don't know if you know the difference between weed and crack. Huh? But you can smoke weed for 40 years. It's okay. It's okay. The fatwa of Sheikh bin Baz, Sheikh bin Uthaymeen, and Mufti of the Mamlaka Muhammad Ibrahim before, and Abdul Rahman, Abdul Razzaq, Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad, and many of the ulama, brother. The Sahaba used to sit there at the time, the hadith of Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Jabir, that the Prophet ﷺ would not get up from his place, of Salah, until the sun had risen. Then he would go, and the Sahaba will be speaking about their days of Jahiliyyah and laughing in the masjid, and he would smile, acknowledging it. So there's a difference between someone committing zina and Allah conceals it, then he comes the next day and he brags to his friends, I committed zina. This is the one that is in trouble. Okay? But if you're mentioning how you were misguided and Allah guided you to speak about the favors of Allah, not to glorify the sin, this is a means of da'wah. And the fatawa of most of the ulama is the permissibility. So it was an interview about how I came to Islam, how I came to this. And so it's part of the thing. Otherwise, there's nothing else to offer. There's nothing wrong with that, depending on the niyyah. But that became a crackhead. The pothead became a crackhead. Huh? Huge difference between the two. You smoke crack for a few months and you're gone. You lose your teeth and you become a bum, basically. You live in the street. Whereas people smoke weed, smoke in 40, 50 years, it doesn't make a difference. Ala kulli hal, this is the dhulm that some people are upon.
What is the title of the lecture you have mentioned?
Mothers shaping tomorrow's leaders. We actually blurred, because they are the ones who recorded the lecture in Sri Lanka with their own camera. When they gave us the raw material, they would have the camera on me, then they would film the sisters. My wife, Zallah Khair, spent hours to blur every time they would direct the camera towards the sisters. You don't see anything. It's a blurred image. Because we don't want to broadcast the sisters. And with all the means we took to remain within the guidelines of Islam, some people are never happy. Allah musta'an. Idhan, نعم وإما أن يعرف الحق ويتركه لأجل هوى. So the one who follows desires, either he's blinded, so he sees the truth is falsehood and the falsehood is truth, or he knows the truth but he leaves it alone. He identifies the truth but he abandons it because of his desires. فمن سلم من هوى من سلم من هوى نفسه وفق للحق وهدي إلى الصراط المستقيم. Whoever then has been protected and saved from his own desires, he has been given success to acquire the truth, and he has been guided to the straight path. ولما بين أن الواجب القيام بالقسط نهى عما يضاد ذلك. And after Allah Azza wa Jal clarified the obligation of maintaining justice, he He forbade? Alone. He forbade the opposite of that. I want him to learn and pay attention. وَهُوَ لَيُّ اللِّسَانَ عَنِ الْحَقِّ فِي الشَّهَادَاتِ وَغَيْرِهَا. What is the opposite of that? لَيُّ اللِّسَانَ. How did they translate it here? Huh? لَيُّ اللِّسَانَ is distort your testimony. Distort your testimony. وتحريف النطق عن الصواب المقصود من كل وجه أو من بعض الوجوه. And to distort the pronunciation of the truth or what is correct in every aspect or facet or in some ways. ويدخل في ذلك تحريف الشهادة. Included in that is the altering of the testimony. وعدم تكميلها or not fulfilling it. أو تأويل الشاهد على أمر آخر or to interpret the testimony in a different manner. فإن هذا من اللي. This is a form of this is a form of distortion. Not the lay which you use for the shattaf. What? تريدو. What تريدو?
Change.
يغير. لأن الانحراف عن الحق. لأنه الانحراف عن الحق. أيوة. Because if you were to do this, you will be going away from the truth. You'll be diverting away from the truth if you were to distort the speech or the testimony. أو تعرض أي تترك القسط المنوط بكم. Or if you turn away completely from justice which is incumbent on you. كترك الشاهد لشهادته. Like the witness abandoning his testimony. He saw? Yeah. He saw, but he doesn't agree. He saw, but he doesn't come and speak. He conceals the testimony. وترك الحاكم لحكمه. Or the judge abandoning his judgment. He says, I don't want to judge between you. Leaving the people in the state. الذي يجب عليه القيام به. Which is obligatory on him to fulfill. فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا. أي محيطا أو محيط بما فعلتم. Allah encompasses everything you do. يعلم أعمالكم خفيها وجليها. He knows your deeds, what is hidden and what is exposed. وفي هذا تهديد شديد للذي يلوي أو يعرض. In this there's a major threat to the one who distorts the testimony or turns away from justice completely. ومن باب أولى and more so وأحرى الذي يحكم بالباطل أو يشهد الزور. The one who judges per falsehood or bears a false testimony. لأنه أعظم جرما. Because that is greater in crime. لأن الأولين ترك الحق. The first two have abandoned the truth. وهذا ترك الحق وقام بالباطل. Whereas this one, he left the truth and he established falsehood. So, with that inshallah ta'ala, we conclude our discussion for today. And if you all remain alive and healthy, next week we will go on with the discussion. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.